Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, Lou has the week off. Christian is here. I'm here as well. So the Athletic surveyed 30 NFL agents. And this might have been the biggest waste of time that the Athletic has done since they have opened up this website of theirs. Because NFL agents only care about what's in the best interest of NFL agents. Now, you're going to sit there and say, well, you're probably saying that because you're wearing your Patriots undies and you're sitting there, supporting them, because they did not fare well on this. How about this one? Among general managers or front office leaders, whom do you trust the least? Guess who was number one, Christian, with four votes?
Oh, let me guess. The Patriots.
Bill Belichick, Patriots head coach. Among general managers or front office leaders, who is the toughest negotiator? Number one answer with five votes was?
The Patriots.
Yep. Matter of fact, they go hand in hand, don't they? If you're an agent and you're sitting there going, who is the toughest negotiator, and it's Bill Belichick and the Patriots, then that is also the guy that you would trust the least, wouldn't it be?
But I don't know if the Patriots have a reputation of lying and screwing agents over. Like, I don't remember them having this bad reputation where they don't do what they say and say what they mean. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't fly straight with me. I would say they're every contract negotiation I've had with them, there's only been two. And the ones that I know about as far as friends that I played with, they're pretty straightforward. And you kind of know where you stand with them. And you kind of know how far you can push them. So, to me, it's easy to read them. Am I from where I sit?
Yeah, but if you're an agent and you know that Bill Belichick is looking at value being the number one resource, he's never going to be dragged in to giving outrageous money well beyond what a player should get simply because it's the prettiest girl in the room and he's got to have her. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to do that.
I feel like that's such a cheap shot. What? To say, so it was the GMs who said that they trust the Patriots the least. Have you ever heard of a deal where that they did, where they, well, first of all, just the negotiation, as far as a law, as a rule, is misleading. Like, each one is, claiming some, I'm claiming poor and you're claiming lie. I mean, it's a cat and mouse game. That's the way it works. But I wouldn't say that you couldn't trust them. The only way you would say that you wouldn't trust them is if they got the better of a deal on you because you were too dumb to recognize what you had. Like, to me, that to me are a bunch of GMs, claiming, foul ball or foul play because they got screwed over. Because yeah. Kyle Van Noy ended up being really good for us.
Right.
Because they found, Mike Vrabel when nobody else wanted him. Rob Ninkovich, Joe Tooney, David Andrews, free agent. I mean, what are we doing here? Deion Lewis, you figured out how to make Deion Lewis work. You didn't realize everybody else was doing it wrong. So I think that jealousy plays such a huge role because of GM saying that I wouldn't trust them. Like, my history has been that they're pretty open and honest. The issue is you can't push them around. Because they have their way of doing business. They're tough to negotiate with because they have set a standard, and everybody knows what their standard is. And if any, and then you, if you try and push them, you always end up losing.
Yeah, I'm not sure that if you're surveying NFL agents that it is a good thing for them to say, oh, no, they're easy to deal with. Oh, I trust them the most. I'm not sure that is a good thing. I almost think because you need to sometimes be a down and dirty. So the Bucs, according to the NFL free agents, had the best offseason. The Patriots received the second most votes for the worst offseason. So this is one agent on the Patriots having the worst offseason. I don't question what Hoodie, ooh, we call him Hoodie.
Yeah, that's a shot.
Yeah, Hoodie. And I get Brady's age, but letting him go at this point, I don't know. With him, you're highly competitive and make the playoffs every year. In 2020, that might not be a bowl contender. Now they're waiting for a come-to moment. I think the reason that Brady is not on this team right now is that Bill Belichick does not believe they're a Super Bowl contender and that they weren't last year.
See, don't you think that's a little premature? Like, they had the worst, one of the worst off-seasons. The off-season isn't over yet.
Off-season means nothing.
But
the winners of the off-season usually suck when you get to the regular season, real season.
Yeah, Rex Ryan. I mean, right. you can't win the off-season. You don't right. know if you won the off-season till the season is over. But if we're going to play that game, because the off-season doesn't end, let's just say it doesn't end until the first regular season game. To me, that's when the off-season ends. So all through camp, lots of transactions, lots of free agents, guys being cut. Hey, they just realized they have $7.79 million. They have more money. So whoever thought that getting out of the gates fast and furious and signing a bunch of players gave them an initial lead, but after everything is said and done and you kind of sat back and waited to players to become desperate, hello Cam Newton, other players to become available, or for you to be more in the mix because you have money. 7.79 filed, you know, finished to, you know, close two grievances with Antonio Brown and Aaron Hernandez. Maybe you can go get a Jadeveon Clowney. Maybe you can go sign it for 1 year. If word is he wants $10 million for the 1 year, he wants to do the same thing Cam Newton's doing. He's not getting $10 million. Can I say that? Jadeveon Clowney. One, you're overrated. Two, you've never lived up to your potential. Three, no one's giving you $10 million for 1 year. You'll make three. You'll make 3.5 on a one-year basis with some incentives that if you got more than three sacks, maybe you'll hit. But he's not that guy right now. So do they...
But suppose he has nowhere to go, and he looks at it and says, you know what? A lot of the defense that New England has done is similar to what we had down in Houston. You know, I can play at that outside linebacker. I can play up with my hand in the dirt. There's a bunch of stuff that I have the versatility that will fit in.
Does he?
So I think he can play both, but if everybody is paying the same amount of money, the Patriots might be the place for him to go.
So you're going
to. For a year. To rebuild his value.
Listen, if you're going to do it, there's only a handful of teams that I would go to. Baltimore would be one.
Yep.
Seattle would be, well, he's already at Seattle. It's not there anymore.
Right.
I would say Kansas City, obviously. Pittsburgh. Buffalo. Buffalo's got a good coaching staff. They got a really good coaching staff, and they got a good team. But it's funny, when I think of Jadeveon Clowney, you know, everyone likes to, you know, compare him to Willie McGinest. Like, he's got the same body type, big, tall, long arms, rangy, athletic.
You don't see that.
I don't. Well, at least have you even seen it?
I thought when J.J. Watt was out injured, that was the best we got of Jadeveon Clowney. He was dominant at that during that period of time. But I agree with you. What you're saying is that he's been fairly disappointing, and yet there were good players on that defensive front.
I think, to me, he's a victim of one play and one play only. First of all, he was a high school phenom, came right into the league at South Carolina and started just wrecking fools because he was so unbelievably more mature than they were. And everybody points to this one play at the Outback Bowl back when he was in college against Michigan where the offensive line and the tight end completely just whiffed on him. Didn't even block him. He knocks the back down. The helmet flies off, and everyone's like, oh, my God, he's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Number one pick in the draft. The dude's not,
I know, but you know, so is Mario Williams, if you remember him, from years ago. Yeah. Another Houston Texans first-round pick, really big, physical guy, but never really took over games. Ended up playing for the Buffalo Bills for a real quick moment. But I don't know. There's something about Jadeveon Clowney that if I was him, I would look at Willie's career and look at that position that he played, that elephant position that they used to call it,
right,
and say, I have a similar skill set to him. Now, I think Willie's a much better pass rusher than Jadeveon Clowney, but maybe with some coaching and a little bit more experience and a fire under his butt, that he can be just as effective. I would personally wouldn't bet against it. To me, this is one of those years where guys like Jadeveon Clowney, guys that you think that you would never, ever sign, end up falling on your lap. And then Cam Newton gets pissed because he's making more money than him.
You can bet on that.
Oh, you're making what?
Bet on that. No, that's what will happen because Cam Newton will sit there and say, wait a minute, they knew this weeks ago that they were going to free up this money and they were going to be able to go out and get other players because I'm not sure. Maybe they'll just keep the money around. My guess is Bill's going to look right now at some talent that has dropped right in his lap with value all over it.
Well, let's go through. There's a list of some guys. So they have $7.79 million in cap room. Now, if you listen to Mike Reese or others, this could be like, you know, a rainy day fund, like some sort of fund where in case of emergency, somebody gets hurt, they can go sign somebody else. That's a real thing.
Yeah, but they can also free up some of the Tooney money right now. Maybe they throw that money in front of them and say, hey, you know what? We really don't need to redo this right now, but it might be in your best interest to redo it because you never know where the cap number is going to go next year. So let's say they can free up another $6 or $7 million. Now suddenly you've got some serious money to operate. You can hold 4 or 5 for a rainy day and then use the rest of it to go out and get one of these guys.
Well, let me put together a quick little list of where would you spend the money. You have $7.79 million. Would you want running back Devontae Freeman?
No.
Would you want tackle Jason Peters?
I might.
Really?
I might. I don't know what he's dealing with. He's a real old player.
He's 38 years old.
Okay, so I look at your offensive line right now. If they're healthy, how many times have we said that? You've said it. If healthy, this could be a very, very good offensive line, one of the best in the National Football League. If it isn't, let's look at the rest of the depth chart, and you don't have much there. So if you lose a player or two like they did last year, what happened? You got yourself into real trouble. And Tom Brady was, you know, in real trouble back there. So would you not want to have somebody? And I don't know if even, you know, if he wants to take a, you know, backup role. Right.
Well, I mean, to me, he's Anthony Pleasant.
Yeah.
He's an older guy. I don't know if, but there was a long, you know, standing relationship between Bill and Anthony Pleasant. That's why Anthony Pleasant in his last year
no
here, didn't do anything.
Right.
Okay, so how about guard Larry Warford?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. Tight end Jordan Reed.
Possibility, unless Bill totally trusts the young kids right now, and he's going to have to keep them on the roster. You're not dumping either one of those kids, right?
Yeah, see, I say no. They already moved up, you know, for each one of those guys that they got. And then they still have some older players there. Unless you get them for a song and a dance, I wouldn't even bother. But then you got some defensive players like Timmy Jernigan, Damon Snacks Harrison.
Got to have Snacks.
Jadeveon Clowney
in the world.
Seems to be the most high-profile athlete.
He's the star, if you quote-unquote, if you're looking for star talent. He's the star talent, even though I think you defined him correctly.
And Michael Bennett's back on the list again. Terrell Suggs.
No.
Who played 1 year in Arizona. No. And then you got, like, cornerbacks. Well, I don't even look at, like, Logan Ryan. He can come back.
Who could fit right in.
Darquez Dennard, Aqib Talib. Ooh. I mean, Eric Reed and Tony Jefferson. I'd say the only name that I look at and say, wow, you lost some key linebacker depth. You have a bunch of young guys that you're going to have to slowly implement into the system. You're not going to have a lot of time, and you can't take any chances. A guy like Jadeveon Clowney, if you could convince, and maybe this is what you tell Cam, convince Jadeveon Clowney to come play for the Patriots. I mean, treat it like the NBA. Treat it like the NBA where, hey, listen, you take a pay cut. We'll both do this together. We'll be badass. I'll throw for 40 touchdowns. You'll get 12 sacks, and we'll both leave.
So if I'm Cam, I'll say, okay, Coach
We
Belichick,
need you.
I'll make that phone call to Jadeveon and see if he'll do it. But you got to make sure to give him only $550,000 in guaranteed money.
Yeah, the only way is if he gets the same deal that I got.
Right.
I tell
that
you what,
ain't
that
ain't happening.
Is that just a coincidence? I can just see Cam's agent. Yeah, it's just such a coincidence because I would be yelling at my agent.
But I find it ironic because you look at this NFL agent survey, and you know, and they really have very little regard for what the Patriots have done in the offseason, even with Cam Newton. Even though they got him for an unbelievable deal. But if I'm an agent, I'm looking at that saying, that's not a good deal. I don't like that. From an agent's point of view, I don't want a guy that is a former MVP that only has $550,000, because what happens the next time another team comes to me with my quarterback client who's not as good a player as Cam Newton? I got a problem with it. But I find the whole thing ironic, and yet here's Bill Belichick sitting here with almost $8 million in freed up money, and he could possibly free up even more with Joe Tooney. And who knows? Maybe there are a couple of surprises. Maybe I saw Rex Burkhead was forced to take a pay cut last week, and you know that's what it was. That was, Rex, if you want a chance with the team, we can't pay you what we're paying you right now. And they may do more of that.
Probably. But, I mean, this whole, you know, who won the offseason, it's way too early.
Jeff way season's too early over yet.
It's funny how if the Patriots don't sign anybody big and just, you know, and high profile right away, people think that they're missing out. Listen, if they want a guy, they go get him. That to me is obvious. They identified Gilmore, they went after him right away, they signed him right away. And then they didn't haggle over the cost of him. They knew he was a high priced commodity. They knew he was going to cost an arm and a leg. And then they, you know, they went and got him right away. He didn't even know they were interested. So when you free up almost $8 million, we assume that they got to spend it. Hey, you got it. It's like burning a hole in their pocket right now. They can't wait to spend it to make their team better.
So you remember who won the offseason last year?
That wasn't the 49ers, was it?
No.
It wasn't the Bills, was it?
No. Who was the biggest hype team in the National Football League last year?
The Cleveland Browns.
Browns were the number one team last year.
Oh, my God.
In the survey.
They're going to win the division.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They pooped their pants with a 6-10 a season. So
they were never any good.
I heard that last week while I was gone, you actually were debating with Lou that you believe the Patriots' offense could be exceptional.
Oh, you want to hear why? Would you like to hear why?
I do, because I've got to tell you, I'm looking at the Bill Barnwell has just put this up on ESPN, listing now the 32 teams in the National Football League ranking the offensive weapons, and I'm looking at the bottom of the list, not quite the bottom, but almost down to the bottom. You're a New England Patriot, so I want to hear your theory coming up next. We'll do that coming up next right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, you guys believe, Patriot fans, do you believe you're as excited about this offense as my man Christian Fourier is? What do you say, historic?
I said, hold on, listen, don't misquote me on
this. You said record-breaking.
This is how records are made.
Record-breaking.
And how records are broken. When you corral this much attitude, this much want to prove people wrong, and on one side of the ball, yes, that's how it happens.
Record-breaking. Like 36 points a game? Like one of the best offenses in the history of football?
07.
You're on record right now. As they could be like the 07 record-breaking offense with this team right now.
Jeez, I take a week off and all hell breaks loose. What were you doing, like serious drugs last week before the show?
Again, you're not paying attention.
What am I not paying attention to?
I love Lou. He's like, hold on. Hold on a second. What?
Is that your Lou impression?
You're going to say you can do it, you're all right naked.
That's
right
a bad
here.
Lou impression. Oh, that's Lou at 80 years
old. You're on
old.
Record right now.
Wait, what? Okay, because here's what happens.
Yeah.
This is why the New York Post loves me so much. Because they take, they just take the headline.
Yeah.
They take all surface, no meat and potatoes.
Right.
I like meat and potatoes. I'm a meat eater. Spank me. That's right. Make me feel dirty. I want to feel nasty. So my point is this. When I look at just, you know, teams and I used to do it with college football a lot. Was just what happened to a team last year? Who do they have returning? What happened to the guys that? What happened to those of those guys that are returning? What happened to them last year? I mean, were they embarrassed last year? Were they hurt last year? You know, what do they have ahead of them? What do they have to prove? Is the window closing on them? There are so many different variables that I would throw into it to kind of make a decision where I thought this team would be good or not. And to me, just looking at the Patriots' offense, Glenn, just the offense. I feel like they have so many guys on that offense right now that are going to have huge chips on their shoulder, and they're going to be dying to prove people wrong. I'll just start with the skill position players.
Okay.
I'll start with Cam Newton. You ain't never seen a Cam Newton like this, Glenn. You ain't never seen a guy like this before. He's nervous for himself because he doesn't know what's going to happen.
He doesn't.
So, okay, and he's got – listen, he said they left him for dead. They don't mean they didn't think he had it anymore.
Slight exaggeration.
All right, so to the most, so I would say the most important person on the team has the most to prove internally. He's putting the chip on his own shoulder, and he's going to prove. All right, so that's it. That's the first guy. I would say Julian Edelman has a ton to prove. Can he do it by himself? Was he just a Tom Brady system quarterback? I would say N'Keal Harry. Are you a bust? I mean, everybody knows that you couldn't figure it out with Brady. And so are you any good? He's been working his ass off. I would say the offensive line. The offensive line, Marcus Cannon, Mason, Andrews, who was hurt, missed all of last year, has a lot to prove. Tooney, hey, you were really good. They franchise tagged you. I mean, can you do it 2 years in a row? Because that means you're really good. How about your left tackle, Isaiah Wynn? I mean, it's you're going on your third year. You haven't finished a full year yet. You have a lot to prove.
So
and I would add this last guy, Lou's guy, Sony Michel. Are you just a jag? Are you just another guy just, you know, taking the ball and just waiting for the offensive line to do all the work? Or can you create on your own? I would add another one. Josh McDaniels has a lot to prove. It's going to be working his ass off. It's that offensive line, Glenn. You don't have Dante Scarnecchi anymore. You can't do it without Dante. I mean, hell, he left once and he came back and he rescued you. I mean, he's not coming back now. So I said that because they have a lot of talent on the team. They have a lot of skill. They have a good offensive line. They have a motivated, disciplined, chip on their shoulder crew. I think they're going to be dangerous. And I think that's how records are broken.
Not according to Bill Barnwell. If you look at him, he breaks them down. I'll start from the bottom of the pile and work my way up.
It's a lot of list there, buddy.
What's that again?
It's a lot of list.
It is a lot of list. 21 is where the New England Patriots' offensive weapons lies. 21. So you get the Jacksonville Jaguars below them. Then you get the Washingtons. They don't list No, they don't. They call them the Washingtons.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then, but the Patriots are 21 in total talent. 21. So you think that they're loaded with talent. Then the only thing I would say is, then all of that stuff you said last year about it's not Tom Brady's fault, it's the weapons around him or whatever, then it had to be Tom Brady's fault. So if you're right this year, then you were wrong last year.
No, different this year.
Why?
Different
Tom
this
Brady
year.
Tom Brady had all of those talent you were talking
about. When you think about what happened, you have to take the whole season when you factor in, you know, how much does I want to prove you wrong worth? So the Patriots, with their skill, and I can easily see you got two rookie tight ends who've never played the NFL. You have an aging slot receiver that has been banged up, and his numbers have already gone down, even with the greatest quarterback of all time. And people have figured out how to stop him. But now you have Cam Newton, who's never thrown to you before. Who the hell knows how that's going to work? I just feel like it's different. N'Keal Harry, Isaiah Wynn, Sony Michel, Cam Newton, yeah, Bill Belichick.
I have no idea what you're basing it on. To me,
I just told you what I'm basing it on.
There's a zillion question marks.
I say because, guys, there are.
Including Cam Newton.
I would say that the one thing you can't weigh is this motivation factor. How important is it for them to prove people wrong? I think that leads you to work harder. I think that makes you be more focused and try different things and spend extra time and just give up your body during the games. Yeah, I do think that's a factor that is not weighed. Everybody knows that the Kansas City Chiefs have a good team. So Patrick Mahomes is now the highest paid player in almost sports history based on the amount of money that he's making. So does he have something to prove? He's got to have 15 years to prove it. Everybody knows he's worth it. Yeah, look at his Madden rating. It's 99.
Yeah, but I could take 30. I could take 31 teams and say they're motivated.
No, you can
so
take.
Where the Patriots suddenly become specially motivated above all these other teams?
I am only looking at the offense. Now, you're right. Okay, you can look at all the other offenses. You can look at the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson. Okay, nobody thinks you can do it 2 years in a row.
I think they're motivated.
I'm saying I don't think there's another offense in the NFL that has more players that have something to prove. I think independently, if you just
Baltimore, or are you talking about New England?
I'm talking about, I don't think there's another team in the NFL whose offense has more players who have individually something to prove. Collectively as a group, collectively as a group, the Baltimore Ravens offense, that team, hey, we lost to Tennessee. We weren't ready. Right. They had our number.
There's motivation.
I'm not talking about the team
other teams
overall.
Other teams are talking now that Tennessee's figured them
offense.
Out.
Just the offense. That's it. Don't bring me special teams.
Any special teams.
Because when it talks about records, what do you need for records to be broken? One, you need skill. You got it. I don't care what you think about N'Keal Harry.
I don't know what you're coming with this.
Well, I just told you.
Motivation? I mean,
no.
All these players are motivated. I mean, motivation.
Can we work? No, they're not, Glenn. That's the thing.
Players aren't motivated?
No, they aren't.
Only the Patriots players are motivated.
No, again, you're broad stroking this, and you're wrong on it. You're completely taking it out of context. I would say that every player starts off at a certain level of motivation. I can tell you what. As a free agent, I'm much more motivated as a guy that's on a second year of a 5-year deal. I can tell you that for a fact. Okay? As a rookie, you're motivated because you got to earn a job. It's different. Everybody's into it. Everybody's playing hard. But motivation has levels to it. I mean, it does. I mean, you know it. I mean, don't act like it doesn't exist. I know the Baltimore Ravens are motivated and they're trying to prove people wrong. But I think collectively as a team they are. But my approach was just the offense. How can this offense, or why will this offense be great? What's another reason why? You could say Cam Newton. You could say offensive line. You could say Josh McDaniels.
You could say because Tom Brady held them back a year ago.
Exactly. Great.
And you
great
could
point.
Say that.
Yeah. He wouldn't just conform. He wouldn't let it happen. So now you got Cam Newton. So I would say you got, with all those, factor all that in, and then add in the final piece. Add in the secret sauce.
What's that?
That's the motivation. That's the I'm going to prove you wrong. All right. You don't believe it. No. I can't believe that you act like that's not a real thing.
No, I think motivation is a real thing. I think what you're doing is you're taking one team, the New England Patriots, and saying they are going to be super motivated. The other 31 teams, forget about them. They got nothing to prove.
I think they all have something to prove. Stay with me here. Stop. You know, branching off into your own little party. The party stays here. We're talking about the offense. Only the offense, not the team. Not any other team.
I should.
What? No, you didn't. You keep every team's motivated.
You say record-setting offense.
Offense.
Can the offense be middle of the pack? Can they be okay? Can they be pretty good? Maybe.
They can be crappy.
Everything falls in place.
They can be crappy.
Record-setting?
Yep.
You say record-setting.
I said
off the charts.
Hold on. You're pulling a Lou now. I said they have.
Well, Lou's right in this case.
They have. Can you talk like Lou for me? They have the chance. Based on everything I listed out to you, they have a chance to be a record-setting offense. All the news and all the attention that the Baltimore Ravens got for just being different and explosive, that is the same. No, I'd go 50, 55, 50, 56.
All right.
How about that?
I just don't think that talent-wise they are capable of doing that. Can they be better than they were last year? Yes, I would admit they could be better than they were last year, especially if guys stay healthy, especially if all of the 11 guys, as you said, as you went through the list, including Sony Michel, improve from where they were a year ago. All right, I want to get your take on Red Tails because I can tell you this right now. In Vegas, they are the favorite to be the new nickname for the Washington football franchise, the Red Tails. So we'll do that coming up next at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on OMF, before we get to your take here on the Red Tails, apparently we have just had a player who got caught leaving the NBA bubble.
Rashawn
Holmes, he crossed the Disney campus line to pick up food. He is now going to be quarantined for 10 days.
Come on. Yeah. So this is an imaginary line, right? Yeah. It's like the gun line.
Well, they have cameras and stuff, and they're looking for people. They didn't need a snitch line for this one, apparently. They just used the cameras.
They just caught him.
Yeah, they got him. We got you.
Oh my gosh!
Imagine that when he comes back over the line. He's probably picking up some Chick-fil-A or whatever.
Yeah.
And he suddenly they walk in and he goes, "You're done for the next 10 days." What? What did I do? I just got Chick-fil-A.
So nope, it's the thing. It's like there is, I'm seeing it here now. There is Postmates. There is delivery services. Then they all deliver to the hotel. My God, 8 days remaining. So he has quarantined for 10 days. He's got 8 days left.
Yep. All right. So you have a reason why you don't like Red Tails, because that seems to be the favorite right now in Vegas. I don't know if you've heard, but if you've missed this, the Redskins announced today that they are officially retiring the team nickname. Retirement. The guy worked for 50 years, gets the gold watch, and now we're going to put him out to pasture. But we're going to honor him. I don't know.
Why are the Red Tails the favorite?
That's a very good question, probably because they're looking at the political environment right now.
Yep.
And they're saying that if we put a name that represents the Tuskegee Airmen,
yep,
that
It'll all go away.
It was a pretty good movie. If you watch the movie, it's a pretty good movie.
Lawrence Fishburne in that movie?
So Cuba Gooding Jr.? He was. So people would look at it and say, you know what? This is a good thing. This is a good thing. Then you've got the Generals at 4-1. I don't know why the Generals would be a good name. The Warriors sounds too violent for me. 4-1. The President's 5-1. I don't know if that includes the President who's living in the White House right now. I don't think that's going to go over too big. The Red Wolves? What does that mean? The Lincolns? They're already taking down the statues. How are we going to put the Lincolns up there? The Monuments? They're taking the Monuments down. The Veterans? The Americans? I don't know. I don't know if we're into celebrating America these days. Then you have the Kings. Why they would put the Kings in there. Royalty? And then the Memorials.
Oh, my God. What
the hell? Those are your favorites. And there's one guy's buying up all of the trademarks. So Red Tails is still available. Red Clouds is still available. Warriors is gone, by the way. Generals, Federals, Lincolns, Senators, Founders are all gone. Oh, Hogs.
Ooh.
Hogs are available. It's an attractive name.
I don't mind that.
Have attractive mascot. You can take a big old fat hog and throw him out there.
The reason I ask you, because you're right, when I said, why are the Red Tails the favorite? Because somebody decided that that was the way to go based on the landscape. Hey, let's honor the movement and let's honor an African American. I don't call them an organization, but you know that you know, as far as the Tuskegee Airmen and what they represented, and World War II and fighter planes and everything, because the tail was red. That's how you can identify them. Hope somebody doesn't call in and say I got that wrong. I did look that up, by the way.
I think he got it right.
So somebody decides, pushes for that, and suddenly they're the favorite. My thing is, so you've had the name Redskins since, 1971, something like that? Had it for a long period of time. And you established the name Redskins because you did do your research. You did look into it. And it was, and then you had Native Americans who you were talking to, and they decided this was a good look. This was good. It represented a lot. And there was no stereotype that they were offended by. My thing is, all right, let's keep this kind of vibe going. Let's do it again now. Let's do it a second time. Let's talk to the Native American leaders of this country and see what they would like. Let's ask their opinion, because we like and we want to honor Native American culture. We want to, showcase it. We want it to be represented on our football field. But you know what? We just can't do the name anymore, but we want another symbol, another logo. So when people push for the Red Tails or the Generals or whatever, it's just their own initiative. It's their own narrative. It's their own agenda, really. So they push the Red Tails because of what you said, because I knew what the answer was. But when I was looking at this, everyone's like, oh, this is great. This is great. Why is it great? They're named the Redskins, the Washington Redskins. Let's ask our Native American leaders, whoever their, Martin Luther King is. I have no idea who it is. I'm not kidding. I do not know who it is.
Martin Luther King of Native Americans?
Who is their LeBron James?
Liz Warren?
Who is their Liz Warren? No, shut up. But I'm not kidding. So if you want a real strong opinion, if representing Native American culture is important to you, Daniel Snyder, then ask them.
But look what he's doing. I mean, he didn't want to do this. We know that. He, a few years back, said over his dead body he would never do it. It would never happen. He would sell the team. And then two things happened for him. One, he had two minority owners who were sick and tired of being in ownership with Daniel Snyder, because he doesn't know how to run a team and he's out of control and he does his own thing. A lot of people think Haskins is quarterback right now because apparently Daniel Snyder's son was friendly with a kid or something stupid like that. And then he had the sponsors, including the name on the side of the stadium, in which they said, can you help us out with this? We're getting a lot of backlash. When we get backlash, people are going to boycott our business. So the dollar bill suddenly played into all of this. And yet, what is he doing right now? Who's going to make the decision? According to him today, it's going to be Daniel Snyder and Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera are going to do it.
He's the head coach.
Well, he's a head coach, though. But a head coach usually doesn't do that. A head coach is a visitor. He's there for 4 years. And then he moves on to another team, as Ron Rivera moved on from Carolina to Washington. Daniel Snyder is doing it because it makes him look better, because Ron Rivera is a minority, and he can put him out there and say, "Say, I'm taking a minority, and he's going to help me pick the name."
And he's Latino.
Exactly.
So, I mean, not that that has anything to do with it,
but that's what people are doing. I think your point is well taken. So, for years, it has been geared towards a mascot, a slogan that deals with Native Americans. And yet, why are we suddenly going into a different department right now, a different ethnic group? Why? Because they're just trying to appease people right now. And what they should do is, you're right, I think the biggest problem they've had through the years is, one, Snyder refused to change it. And second of all, he had support, because every time one of these media outlets went out there and did a survey amongst Native Americans, the Native Americans weren't pissed about it. They weren't.
I just feel like if you allow yourself to consider the Red Tails, which would be a great name for an expansion team, a baseball team, you name it, you know, whatever. It's a great logo. There's a lot of respect there. The story behind it is courageous. It's impactful. You read the
totally
stories.
I know.
But my point is that if you're looking to name a team, that's a great name. But I don't like the fact that that's being pushed on the Washington Redskins. Like this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do to apologize for everything that you did do. You know, this is for the name. And listen, Daniel Snyder bought the team, and they'd already had that name. I mean, there's a lot of history and a lot of success that comes along with that name. So fine, you want to change? Let's change it. But I would just suggest that if we're going to stay true to the theme, and we want to honor a culture, let's keep it with the Native Americans. Let's just find something that they think is good, that they are okay with. That's all I'm saying. Like the Red Tails, the Red Feathers, whatever you want to call it, whatever. I just feel like it's just such a setup when you sit there and go, no, Red Tails. We got to do the Red Tails. Yeah, you got to do the Red Tails. This is the one you got to do. Why?
Because there's no connection. They're appeasing the mob.
That's what they do. If you don't, it's like, well, you didn't. Now I hate you even more because you didn't name them the Red Tails. Or does this mean you don't like African American fighter pilots because you didn't name them the Red Tails? No, that's not it at all.
I think you'll get some of that if you don't do it, because I think that's right now, if you look at it in social media, not that that makes a difference, but that's really the number one a trending name right now for the Washington franchise. And even though your point is well taken, why wouldn't you go and sit down with the various Native American influencers out there and say,
how do we
maintain a similar approach we have? Because initially, at least, we think that originally in the history of the Redskins, when they were in Boston, that this was brought up because they had some Native American players on their team and they wanted to celebrate them. Now, maybe that's totally wrong. Maybe it's all garbage. Maybe the history is hidden somewhere and that's all a lie. But that's what they think they were doing. So if it's not doing that, then you sit down with these people and say, okay, can we change it a little bit? How about the Proud Redskins? Is there something we can do to make it work? Because I think the biggest problem they're going to have, this is going to be a major controversy, and you're already starting to see it right now with two sides clashing politically out into the streets, and that is that the fans of the Washington football franchise are going to show up when they eventually get into the stadium. They're going to show up with the old Redskin stuff. They are. A bunch of them are. And then, so what's going to happen then? Then the media is going to sit there and insult those people, right? That's what they're going to do, because that's what we do these days. If we don't like what somebody else preaches to us, we just put them down, and that's what they will do, right?
Well, would you be surprised? See, I thought this was interesting. I saw Darryl Green, all-pro Washington Redskins cornerback for years and years, Hall of Famer. He actually spoke about this, and I was actually surprised at what he said about what he would do with his old jerseys.
I don't want anything but right and what's true and what's honest and what's full of integrity. That's That's all I'm really concerned about. And I believe that the majority of the fans would agree with me on that. So how they go forward, I'd love to be in the conversation, talk about the name, talk about what do we do. Because I got jerseys and helmets. And, hey, I'm ready to throw them away. Give me another helmet. Give me the new helmet. And because when I ran down the field in Chicago and I chased down Dorsett or whatever the case may be, those things were for the team that was in Washington. So it didn't really matter. It still happened, and it was a team that was in Washington, and so that happened. But to give me a new jersey and a new helmet, that's fine. I'm good with that.
See, it's funny. He's saying the team that was in Washington. And he played – Darryl Green played for the Washington Redskins, Jesus, for, what, 15, 20
yeah,
years? Something crazy.
Yeah.
He was one of the oldest players and the fastest man in the NFL. If you do your research, he was one of the fastest men in the NFL for years and years and years. And he said, hey, bring me the new stuff.
I think what's happening, though, and you see it in a lot of stuff that's going on these days, is that people want Twitter applause. And so
you think he wants Twitter applause?
I think he wants applause by people out there of, look, I'm doing the right thing, you know. And I think a lot of people are sincere about it. They believe they're doing the right thing. And all I'm saying is that all I think you're going to do is going to create more of a controversy with all of this. That you're going to get that contrast of the old fan who's going to come in here and show up with the stuff.
I actually don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I don't think most fans have the energy for it. And I would even say if you're going to do it, you're not going to have any fans there anyways. So if you're going to make it, if you're going to make the change, and who's showing up to the stadium? You may have, 15,000 or less fans in the stadium, and they're all going to be sitting at least 6 feet away from each other. So how's that? What are you going to be? Are you going to be that upset they're finally letting you into the game, and you're going to start some fight? I don't know. I think everyone has kind of come to the conclusion, or at least come to the understanding, that the name's going to be changed. Daniel Snyder said they were changing it, and it's just a matter of time, before they release the new name and the new uniforms.
Yeah, and I think you're going to get a bunch of franchises, maybe a half dozen, maybe even a dozen teams out there, including the college teams, that are all going to fall in line, and people are going to change. But I think you're going to create a bigger controversy in doing all of it, because I think people are going to be screaming at each other about it, because that's what we do these days. We don't sit down. We don't talk about it. We don't try to converse. We don't try to find any common ground. Nope. What we do is we all scream. That's what we do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be.
You don't think the fans, the old traditional Washington fans,
they're all dead.
Are not going to be up in arms about their
they're all dead. When was the last time the Washington that team down in Washington that used to play football? When did they used to be good?
It's been a while, and they were good for a good.
They were
portion.
The Patriots.
They were.
They were constantly good. They were in a great division.
A real strong fan base. Real strong fan base. That was one of the top five fan bases in the National Football League for a good portion of their history.
Easily. Yes. And I will say this, they didn't make it easy for you to get to the games.
No.
They made it
no
was one
they
of
play.
The worst
right.
games. That beltway that they talk about, easily. When we played there, they used to bring us in on buses. Like they wouldn't allow you to drive because the traffic would be too bad. And then the only way to get you out was with a police escort, and that was even slow. There's just too much traffic. It's just not a convenient place to have a game. But they're not there anymore because, they haven't been good in ages.
All right, we'll get more into the slogan, the name, whatever they're going to do. And we'll get into Cam Newton, who had himself an interesting social media video last night. The previous hour has been brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and Dedham, next door to Legacy Place.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.